the threat of death penalty and life imprisonment, in which case the question was, how does international judicial cooperation work in criminal matters, particularly in the area of enforced disappearances? And the aut dedere, aut judicare principle and how that applies. Just very quickly, because I'm keeping an eye on the watch, quite apart from death penalty and life imprisonment, under our law 144/2009 provides for more reasons to refuse international cooperation in that regard. First of all, those under Article 6, 7, 8, and 32. As regards the application of this principle, assuming that the crime of enforced disappearance, when practiced individually, in other words, those provided for under Article 3 of the Convention, are those that are already covered in our criminal code, and I repeat this, abduction or kidnapping as a crime, international judicial cooperation law, particularly Article 32 of that law, 32.5, provides for the aut dedere, aut judicare principle, just as it does for other situations. Thank you. Head of delegation, I just wanted, if I may, just to, with a view to concluding this part, I wanted to address something raised. It was a very relevant question by Mr. de Korn, the systematic reading of this convention and the